But what about the vaccination program around the world? The National Institute of Economic and Social Research saying today that high coronavirus infection rates abroad would continue to have a negative impact on the UK's domestic economy, further detailing the need for an international effort to vaccinate people in all parts of the world. But why are some parts of the world less willing to have a vaccine? Why is vaccine hesitancy a bigger thing in some parts of the world? There's a new study out showing that vaccine hesitancy in Pakistan in particular seems to stem from the CIA hijacking of a polio vaccination program in the early 2010s and using medical data to track down Osama bin Laden. What on earth does all of that mean? Monica Martinez-Bravo from the Centre for Monetary and Financial Studies in Spain wrote the study and can explain more now. Hi, Monica.
Hi, hello. Thanks for the interest in our research.
Well, no, it's really interesting because I'm aware of these sort of various different sort of conspiracy theories or total myths or sometimes things which have a grain of truth in it which gets exploited for, you know, whether it's Bill Gates wanted to put microchips in you or, you know, the history sometimes of the use of vaccinations on particular ethnic groups. But I confess this is one I didn't know about. So explain the history of this. What is this story of the CIA and the polio vaccination program?
Yes, no, that's a good point. We were also moved initially by this idea that these conspiracy theories sometimes are fed with true pieces of information. And that's precisely what happened in this situation. There was something that happened related to how the CIA went about capturing bin Laden that all of a sudden lent credibility to many conspiracy theories and rumors. So let me tell you what happened. Some of the audience might remember that in 2011, the CIA got a piece of information suggesting that bin Laden was hiding in a particular compound in Abbottabad. But the US, before launching an entire operation that will entail invading another country, they wanted to get a definitive proof that bin Laden was hiding there. So then they had this quote-unquote brilliant idea of launching a fake vaccination campaign. So they hire a Pakistani doctor who started doing some vaccinations in the area with the intent to obtain DNA samples from the children living in the compound and then tracing that to bin Laden's relatives. So, of course, this caused uproar in Pakistan and abroad because the intent or the purpose of this vaccination campaign was not necessarily the vaccination program, but was to obtain espionage information on for the purpose of the CIA operation. So the fact that this fake vaccination campaign took place was disclosed to the media shortly after the killing of bin Laden. Actually, it was disclosed by the Guardian newspaper, and this led to a massive flow of anti-vaccine propaganda, mainly promoted by the Pakistani Taliban, where they were telling people, do not trust vaccination workers, they might be spies, so they might want to harm your kids. And that sadly led to an increase in vaccine skepticism that had negative effects on vaccination rates.
And I suppose that there are things in different parts of the world where these sorts of stories, which may have been slightly forgotten or, you know, pushed to the back of our minds, they've come right back to the fore. So what do you think could be done now to try and tackle this obviously sort of deep-rooted concern, to try and encourage take-up of vaccinations in a part of the world where, you know, we really need to try and get on top of the pandemic?
Right. So, I mean, our study is typically perceived as being very pessimistic because we find negative effects on vaccinations right after the disclosure of this information. But it also has a more optimistic message because our negative effects start like dying out by, you know, a couple of years after the disclosure of this information. And that's precisely the time when the vaccination workers in Pakistan started directly addressing vaccine hesitancy, essentially by bringing religious leaders that were sympathetic to the vaccines and were endorsing the vaccines. And that seemed to click and to work so that people seem to have, you know, recover some degree of trust. So that's, you know, that's not like what we could most rigorously identify and measure in our from our research, but definitely we provide suggestive evidence that these strategies of empathizing with the skepticism and trying to address religious concerns or other types of concerns might be effective tools to promote vaccination throughout the world. And I think that this could be definitely applied for the current COVID vaccination programs.
That's Monica Martinez Bravo from the Center for Monetary and Financial Studies in Spain on that study into particularly vaccine hesitancy in Pakistan. Hopefully the other people can be encouraged to take up the vaccine. Right, coming up, Mariella Foster.